Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KNZA. I'm Brandon Tamman. We're talking Prairie LeCompton Hoops. We've got the Cause boys coach on the horn with us, Matt Simmons. Couple minutes. Always appreciate it. Brought to you by Heinen Repair, First State Bank as well. Coach, since last week, just one game. You came off the midseason tournament, you know, and you had that kind of weird schedule with the girls, you know, playing in their midseason tournament. So you're playing kind of these one-off games against the Big East League. And obviously that one game since last week was at home against Hiawatha. And you look at this Hiawatha team and what they've been able to do throughout the course of the year in a game that, you know, with about, you know, a handful of seconds left, it kind of looked like you guys maybe weren't going to win the game, down 5 with 12 to go. But you guys end up forcing overtime and then go on to win that game 56-49. Just kind of a wild game and obviously a big win for your team here in this last few days.
Yeah, it was a big win. You know, going into that game, we tried to hammer home, you know, you play the team, not their record. And I even, before film, pulled up their schedule and showed the guys. I mean, they had lost, I may get some of this wrong, but it was like to Troy by 2 and Sabetha by 3 and Holton by 3 and Jeff West by 4. And like, I mean, they could easily have been 8-3 at the time instead. And as you said, like, you know, they're going to come in here and they're hungry for a win, and they have a lot of shooters and they got a couple big kids, and, you know, they've got some pieces and a great coach. And so then you go into the game and, yeah, just back and forth the whole time. You know, we'd go up 5 or 6, they'd tie it, they'd go up 3 or 4, we'd tie it. And then in the fourth quarter, you know, we found ourselves, you know, it's been well documented, down 5 with 16 seconds to go. And, you know, a kid on their team, whatever happened, said something, got a technical. And, so, you know, shoot 2 free throws. And I was really proud of Ronnie Baker. He looked at me, you know, the instant that the official called the technical and pointed his hand up like he wanted to shoot the free throws. And, you know, you look for little things like that as a coach, is who wants, you know, who's confident in those moments. And he stepped up and hit them both. And then we get the ball, you know, on the sideline and draw up a play, and didn't work to perfection, but got it where we needed it to go to Ronnie, and he did the rest. And, you know, players make the plays. So we put the ball in our players' hands and trust them to do the best to give us a chance. And then you go into overtime, and we went 9-for-10 from the line, and kind of finished the game there. And yeah, probably one of the more wild wins I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, I like how you brought up Ronnie Baker there. You know, in a key moment like that, he says, "Hey, coach, I want the ball." You know, how does that make you feel, first of all? And then, I guess, kind of a side question with it, did you have somebody else in mind, maybe to shoot those free throws outside of Ronnie?
Well, you know, there's several kids that could have, you know, but the way he just looked at me and put his hand up like, "I want him," you know, I'll trust that all day long, because you have to have confidence when you go and up to the line, especially, you know, down 5 with 16 seconds, and to even give ourselves a chance. And credit to him, man, he stepped up and hit them both. And then, you know, we put the ball in our point guard's hands to kind of make a play out of a ball screen action, and with a lot of options out of it. And Ronnie found himself open out of it. And then the kid made a great play defensively getting back to him, and he just sidestepped it and shot it, and it bounced around the rim 3 times and went in. And, you know, if you went and like ESPN does those probability, you know,
right,
of your outcome with how many seconds left, I'm sure there wasn't a high probability of us winning that. But that was kind of my message to him after the game, is you just never know. So give everything you got all the way to the end and give yourself a chance, because crazier things have always happened.
Yeah, and you talked about the Hiawatha win and not looking at their record, and that's kind of a similar scenario you guys are in for tomorrow night at Royal Valley. You know, they've kind of had a tough year. They've gone through a tough stretch here, but they got kids who have been with the program for a while. They got a good coach. You know, they certainly have some pieces together to make things happen. Saw them, you know, in their game against Holton on Tuesday. They got down big early, and that was really the difference. They played the Wildcats even in the second half. So, again, you know, the pieces are there. They're a tough out. What do you expect from this Royal Valley team tomorrow night?
Yeah, it's always a battle between Royal Valley and, you know, Coach Brown's won at a high level for a long time and took a Royal Valley team to a state championship game a few years ago. And, you know, this team, we played this exact team except for about one kid who graduated in the first round of sub-state and went to overtime last year. So they brought almost their entire team back, and that's just kind of what we're hammering home to our kids. Once again, guys, the records are what they are just because of the schedules we play. And even a team that you don't think, you know, maybe has a chance to beat you, they've played just as tough of a schedule as you, and maybe even harder. And, you know, there's context to every game of why things went a certain way. And we respect the heck out of that team and that coach, and going into their place on a Friday night, you know they're hungry for a win, so I would expect nothing less but a really good game.
There it is. Perry LeCompton boys basketball coach Matt Simmons cosplaying some good hoop right now. They'll be at Royal Valley tomorrow night, continuing down the home stretch here, final few weeks of the regular season. Coach, we always appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.